So what's floating around is what could possibly be the new Titans logo. What do you think of it, Woody?
I think it's boring.
The one Jim showed me, it looked like someone had crocheted it on their grandma's, you know,
it did. It looked like
loom or whatever that thing's called. This is the Big Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end.
Now they start talking. Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com. A cafe in New York had a special invitation on Valentine's Day for anybody who had an AI companion that they wanted to take to dinner.
Uh-huh.
So you could go there and have dinner with, like, set your phone up where they would sit across from you.
Right.
And have a video chat with the AI character that is, you know, their significant other.
Right, right, that they're so in love with.
Is your bill for one or two?
That's right. Depends on how much they eat.
Yeah.
You didn't touch your food.
Do they order for them?
Right? So I guess there were hundreds of people in the restaurant.
Really?
Only three of them were there to have dinner with their AI companion, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
The rest were journalists wanting to look at the people with AI companion girlfriends.
They just wanted to gawk at them.
Wow.
Yeah, so some of the people that were there said, like, okay, this is their unscientific observations of what was going on, is that the people they saw in the restaurant and then that they talked to were open to talking to reporters. They said that they were kind of afraid of everyday interactions with real people.
Right.
And that gave them a, I guess, completely safe and sheltered experience.
Right.
With somebody else.
Yeah, you're not going to get in an argument with your AI companion.
Is it teaching them to be more social?
I don't think so. If you think about it,
it seems to make them more reclusive.
Yeah, they're isolated, right?
Yeah.
I would think, too, it's like they probably had to overcome their fear of going out in public and displaying this, you know, in front of so many people. I would think, you know, that takes a certain amount of courage, I guess, to say, I'm going to wave my freak flag and come out here and have dinner with, you know, my AI girlfriend.
When I say it's not real, right? Okay, everybody knows it's not real. They know it's not real. But
do they?
They do, but they like it anyway. AI companion is not going to argue with you.
True.
They're not going to complain. Everything you do is great.
Right. It's kind of how ChatGPT will kind of kiss your butt every once in a while.
Exactly.
Be very pandering to you. Like, oh, what a great idea. What a nice question. Let me look for that.
Put that personality into, like, okay.
A person.
You can whip up the whoever, you know, you find most attractive, whatever, you know, like, oh, they're a hot blonde or whatever. And you've got, somebody who's just going to kiss up to you the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So what did the reporters get from this? Like, what did they glean from all this?
They learned that
people are weirdos?
They didn't come right out and say that. But I think everybody came away with, I don't know if this is healthy for them, but sometimes it is. I mean, there are some people, they said, okay, they had developmental disabilities. This was a way for them to get, like, interaction that they can't normally get.
Kind of a practice thing, I guess.
Yeah. In a small way.
Yeah.
Like, but I would say most people... there were people, they learned the people were there with, like, spouses that know that they have like this other person in that there's a love triangle.
It would have to be a very, very few people that would be okay with that.
Yeah, you ditched me for your phone.
Yeah.
Right. And some people, they were talking to one person that said, like, yeah, they're okay with me going out to dinner. I have to do different stuff for my actual, real living spouse,
yeah.
You know, like give them gifts or you know, whatever.
Or buy two movie tickets.
But they said it was okay for me to go out with for Valentine's Day with my AI companion. And you have to think, okay, if that's the case, then the other person, there's not a good relationship there. They're probably going, like, I can't stand to be around this person. Why don't
you go with
the AI all you want.
Yeah, they probably have an AI companion or a not AI companion. Just to keep you busy
person.
And out of the house.
I was like, they're really patient, but I'm like, nah, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
During the Super Bowl, Amazon's Ring cameras, they did a commercial where it says, hey, we'll help you find your lost dog by putting the entire neighborhood under surveillance. We've right. hooked up with a surveillance company. And people said, oh, that's, wait a minute, are they going to be surveilling us all the time? And yeah. So now Amazon has said, no, we're not going to do that. At least that's what we're saying publicly. But we're being watched by everything anyway. Oh, yeah. And phones are listening to us.
You know it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a big controversy in curling at the Olympics, which is basically shuffleboard on ice as they send these rocks hurtling down towards a target. The Canadian men's and women's team have been accused of cheating.
And that's Canada, the only country that really cares about curling.
Right. It's like that's the country where it's the biggest.
Yeah.
So once the person releases the stone so it can go flying down the ice, they're not supposed to touch it.
Right. The other guy gets out in front of it with the broom.
Right. And they've been accused of touching it with their fingers to make it go the way they want it to go, which is forbidden. And the Swedish team accused them of touching it. In fact, they had their country's Olympic TV broadcast video them from an angle that shows that they were cheating.
They were touching.
The Canadian teams were screaming, yelling expletives at the Swedish team.
And they're Canadians. They're the most polite people on earth.
Not in curling. Mm. But the Swedes have released the video. And yes, it does indeed show them going, boop.
Is it so boring that they don't even warrant judges? Like, I mean, you can see them touching it.
They have judges, but that's what they were complaining. They were trying to say, like, the judges aren't calling this, so we're going to have to bring the world's attention to this little boop they're doing with their fingers. Do you ever do that with your dog? You just, like, touch one of the nose and go, boop.
Oh, yeah, nose boops.
That's what they're doing. But it's cheating.
Booping the rock.
They're booping the rock, and that's not code for
anything. Don't boop the rock. They put signs up there, you know. No pepper.
That could be the next heated rivalry, you know, but in curling.
Oh, yeah.
Where they boop each other.
They booped each other. Then their booping got out of hand. Booping their way to love.
But we digress.
I would see that.
Adam, what you got?
So there's this really sweet little six-year-old girl up in Pennsylvania. She wanted to win the top prize in selling Girl Scout cookies, which is the season. The season. She sold a record-breaking 87,000 boxes. And it's
good Lord.
Yeah, it's the most ever sold by one person.
Man, that's like Walmart by state sells stuff at that volume.
Yeah. Wow. Wonder where her secret is.
Yeah,
they didn't divulge that. I wish I knew.
Wants to keep a secret.
Or is it just one of those? Mom brought it to work and made everybody buy some.
That's right.
See, I turned a good story into something terrible.
There you go.
Poor little six-year-old.
The Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way. Jim did, and he's so happy about that.
Yes, I am treeless. Go to localtreefellers.com.
All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Rachel in Antioch. For the guys, we have Bob in Smyrna. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
All right, let's get to know you. Starting with Rachel. Rachel, what do you collect?
I think the only thing that I'm collecting is plants, probably.
Plants?
How many do you think you got?
20, 30. So a good number, but it could be more.
Wow.
Right. And you're not done.
No, I'm not. Never.
Healthy oxygen in your house. Good job.
That's right.
Exactly.
What about you, Bob? What do you collect?
I collect eagles and wolves, and I got them on dream catchers also.
Okay, so for the eagles and wolves, are they actual eagles and wolves, or are they replicas of them?
They are statues.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, gotcha. Hey. Thought maybe you
statues
had like
statues and pictures. Let's put it this way. I got a living room full of them.
Okay. Well, if your house full of wolves, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about home security.
That's true.
All right.
You each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choice is how we start. Rachel, Is Shooter McGavin a character from Happy Gilmore, Airplane, or Young Frankenstein?
Was he in Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Yes.
Good job.
Nice job.
Okay, Bob.
Okay. All right, Bob. So is Stedman Graham, the longtime partner of Meryl Streep, Oprah Winfrey, or Barbara Streisand?
Meryl Streep?
No, it's Oprah.
Okay.
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 All right, Rachel. The Thunder are an NBA team that plays for what city?
Oklahoma City.
Wow. Good job.
No hesitation there.
Good job.
All right, she's up 2-0. Bob, the pressure's on. You got to get this one to keep the game going.
All right, Bob.
Bob says, I've faced pressure before.
Come at this question like a wolf.
Bob, what does it mean to butterfly a pork chop?
Split them open.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Okay. All right, you can still win it outright if you get this one right, Rachel. Tastes great, less filling is the longtime slogan of what beer?
Oh, man. I have no idea. I'm going to go Bud Light. I don't know.
No, it's the other light. Miller Light.
Oh, okay. I had the light.
You had the light? Yeah. Okay, we'll give you half a point for that.
Okay,
all right, you can tie it up with the correct answer here, Bob.
All right, Bob, what is Steve Madden famous for designing?
Steve Madden?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Screw.
Okay, using the screw. Hope you don't know this, Rachel.
Shoes.
Always shoes.
When in doubt, say shoes.
Oh, Bob, you had a shot, but, you know, you took it. And Rachel bested you today. She's our winner for Gender Wars.
Great job, both of you.
Thank you.
So much fun. We appreciate you guys playing. Rachel, you got tickets to see Beatles versus Stones.
Hey!
A tribute band battle at TPAC on March 10th. Woody and I will be hosting. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's the Woody and Jim Joke Off.
So I was at Ford Ice Center last night because I play rec league hockey on Sunday nights. And somebody said, hey, you going to stick around and maybe have a beer after the game? I said, no, I got to go. Said, oh, yeah, that's right. You got to go into work tomorrow. And you've got to tell those terrible jokes. Why do they only put the terrible jokes up on like Instagram and TikTok? And I had to break it to them. Because those are the only jokes we tell. The terrible jokes. He thought somebody was just picking the bad ones.
No, no.
They're all bad.
No, yes. If you're not familiar with the concept, of course, the Woody and Jim Joke Off consists of us telling terrible jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. And we have Adam here as our referee.
Yeah,
here
you
we go.
You can laugh all you want.
Yes.
Let's begin the Woody and Jim Joke Off. Woody, why is Sunday stronger than Monday?
Why is that?
Because Monday is a weekday.
Jim, I found a wallet full of cash over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what would Jesus do? So I turned it into wine.
That was terrible.
I saw a man walking down the road, Woody, and his clothes were dirty, and he looked like he had not showered in weeks. And I asked him, are you an orphan? And he said, yes, what gave me away? I said, your parents?
Oh.
Jim, the CEO of IKEA has been elected the prime minister of Sweden. I guess he's having a difficult time putting together his cabinet.
Almost.
I watched a documentary on beavers last night.
Mm.
Best damn show I ever saw.
Jim, never talk to a chicken. They only use foul language. God, that hurt me.
My dad has two pets, Rolex and Timex. They're watchdogs.
I like that. Jim, I remember when I was a kid, I asked my dad, am I adopted? And he said, no, son, not yet. We're still looking for somebody who wants you.
And they're still looking. Oh.
There was two dynamite orphan jokes in one round. So, how was our weekend?
It was good. Highlight for me, we went out Friday night. Jen and I, we met our son out for dinner, went to ML Rose and had a hamburger, watched Olympics.
Nice. And,
yeah, that was just, we had a blast.
Yeah, very cool.
Burgers.
What about you? I do love their burgers.
So good.
Give it up for ML Rose. What do you guys, what was a highlight of your weekend? Adam?
You know, I did a lot of nothing, and I cooked dinner on Valentine's Day for us.
Nice.
And he did stay out of my kitchen.
Good, all right. good.
That's the rule.
So, yeah, it was a really good meal. A lot of fun to make.
Everybody enjoyed it. Nobody lost fingers. It's good.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remains to be seen.
My girlfriend Melissa and I celebrated on the Valentine's Day. I cooked dinner, as I promised I would.
You went to spaghetti, right?
I got spaghetti. And the thing is that she's down at the dentist today.
After hurting herself from your food?
No. Oddly enough, she did it before we ate and said, oh, I'm glad we're having spaghetti because it's something soft that I won't have to chew too much. And luckily, I did not make it so al dente that you had to chew it too much.
All right.
So, yeah.
Good job.
Nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
Well, why would anybody at a grocery store not go to the line where there's no waiting and instead wait 30, 40 minutes where there's a huge line just for one cashier? Well, it's because of Michael. Michael works at Publix. It's in Georgia. Michael has some developmental disabilities, but he is the best cashier they have.
Yeah.
And his sunny disposition and pleasant demeanor makes him the most popular guy in the store.
Wow.
And people will wait 30 to 40 minutes to check out with him instead of just going to another place where they could just leave
there's no line,
in store immediately. He's that great of a guy. And in fact, Michael did a great job collecting for Special Olympics, raising money. People could donate, and he asked him for 6 days if they wanted to donate. He collected $31,000 for Special Olympics.
That's incredible.
He's a Special Olympics athlete himself. He plays basketball, and quite often at his games, in the audience are people that only know him by going to the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
That's how popular he is.
That is amazing.
That's so sweet.
Cool. That's right. How would you like to be the other cashiers?
Right?
What are they doing?
They're just reading a book. They're playing Candy Crush. If you'd like to see more about Michael, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
For the latest on the Nancy Guthrie abduction, Savannah Guthrie and family released another video pleading with the abductors to do the right thing.
I just wanted to come on and say that we FBI still have hope.
They did find that glove about 2 miles away from Nancy Guthrie's house.
Right.
And they say it looks like a match to the glove that appeared in that video on the porch.
Huh.
But they're sending it off for DNA testing. They don't have any of the results back yet.
Right.
They're hoping it will yield a new clue.
Yeah, I hope so. Logan Paul, you know, as an influencer and now a professional wrestler, he bought a rare Pokemon card 5 years ago, a rare Pikachu, for $5 million, just sold at auction for $16 million.
What?
Wow. For one single Pokemon card.
No. Who wants it that badly?
Somebody.
With a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Adam, what you got?
So the Smyrna State Representative has introduced legislation that is supposedly maybe going to eliminate sales tax on fresh fruits and vegetables that could potentially save up to $96 million per year for families.
Wow.
So we're waiting to see what happens with that.
That's good.
More money left over to spend on Pokemon cards.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it's a win-win.
Save on grapes and bananas? Buy Pokemon.
Big changes for our struggling Tennessee Titans. They've decided to go for an all-bald coaching staff.
I was just showing a picture of the entire staff, and
it looks like a prison photo.
It does. It looks like
it kind of does. Like mugshots.
On the next episode of Oz.
It's prisoners, cell block H.
They all. It's like maybe, I wonder if any talented coaches were turned down because they had hair.
Sorry.
Sorry, you don't fit the whole, you know.
You've got luscious hair. We can't accept you.
Yeah, you don't fit the aesthetic. Sorry.
So what's floating around is what could possibly be the new Titans logo.
Yes.
That they may be chucking the old one, which it really seems like they are because they're selling merchandise that has the old logo
old
on it.
Jerseys
like dirt
are,
cheap.
Yeah, really cheap.
So it was floating around from some pretty reputable sources, the new logo. And it's pretty much just a T inside of a circle.
Right.
They got rid of the flames that are coming off it. It no longer looks like a sword.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't have the bright blue and red colors. It's kind of like a baby blue color. Kind
the
of
muted.
The Houston Oilers colors that they wear occasionally.
What do you think of it? Honest, don't hold back. What do you think of the new logo, Woody?
I think it's boring. it reminds me, I know people have mentioned this, but it reminds me of when they redid the Cracker Barrel logo. It's just kind of dull.
Yeah, I mean, that's a design trend right now is to make things simple.
Simple and kind of
boring. Adam, what do you think of that logo? You have a graphic design background.
Yes, I do.
What
I have a graphic design background. I love simplicity. I love clean. I don't like this. I'm not a sports fan, I'm not going to lie, but this is boring. The one Jim showed me, it looked like someone had crocheted on their grandma's, you know,
it looked like loom
or whatever that thing's called.
There was a fabric look to it.
There's texture there that doesn't need to be there. The whole thing should just be scrapped.
Yeah, to me it looks like something really boring that a government institution, like it's going to be like a part of the TSA logo or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm hoping, and some people are saying this could be just like maybe a patch on an elbow or on a shoulder, and that the other logo be like much bolder and more interesting.
Maybe
I hope so.
We mentioned this off the air. Maybe they're just floating it out there to see how people react to it. And
right.
So far, the reactions have not been favorable.
They've been meh.
They outboring the Tennessee government logo like that. That took a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's so vanilla.
Yeah.
And they paid like $200,000 to come up with something that looks like something Lord. Canva was it like a template in Canva.
That hurts.
What do you think of the new Titans logo, if it's real? If you want to see it, we've posted it on the Totally Hits 93.3 app, where you can listen to us streaming no matter where you are and get us loud and clear. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. What do you think, Jim? You haven't said what you thought.
Same thing? I think it's crap.
Okay, crap. Okay.
Like, I'm with Adam. I like things simple, but I also like a little contrast.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it doesn't pop.
It just looks like something you'd paint a baby's room when you don't know what sex you're going to have. I'm not sure
what
we're going to
do. Maybe that's it. We thought we'd do a logo that's just as uninspiring as the team's record. What are we doing today, you guys?
Let's see. I've got some appointments today. I got a doctor's appointment, and then it's movie night. So family's coming over for dinner and a movie.
Nice.
I got to figure out what to make with chicken. I've got chicken breast. I don't know. Anybody got a good recipe? Send it my way.
Adam, you're a cook. What'd she do with this chicken?
Several.
All right. Throw them my way. I'll take them.
Okay. Don't boop the chicken.
Don't boop the chicken. Rule number one.
Especially if it's raw, right?
America's guest host, Adam, is here with us. What are you doing today?
Well, I'm torn. I'm either going to be productive or not.
Okay.
I could go out and take down, work on the down limbs and try to get that mess cleaned up a little bit.
Right.
Or I could do nothing. My little exciting adventure is going to pick out my prescription for my contacts.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big day.
Fun.
I say go for nothing. Leave the trees there. What are you doing?
My girlfriend Melissa is down in Lawrenceburg. Yeah, that's where she is. Her daughter works at a dentist's office. She's having some dental work today, so she's not going to be home all day. So I may just have to watch a movie that she wouldn't want to watch. So there are many choices.
That's your answer. What are you doing today? Well, my girlfriend's not around, so I'm going to be doing something weird.
No, not weird. Just I would watch a movie that she doesn't care to watch. Yeah. I mean, it sound all dirty. It probably is. It's probably going to be a dirty movie. So, let's just stop talking about it right now.
We all know.
Get you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.